You're listening to Ear to the Streets on Stovetop Radio.
What's up, Stovetop Land? You know what time it is. Tell your uncles, aunties, nieces, and them. They better go tune in right now. I don't care if you're on Facebook, Stovetop Radio app, wherever you are. We got a lot to talk about tonight. This is for you, politics and you. On this segment of Ear to the Streets, we speak the truth. We speak facts on politics, what we have going on in our communities, and how politics relate to you and me. And make sure you feel free to comment on the social media. I want to know what you think, because the politics that I've been dealing with for the past 20 years of my life has affected my life. So when I hear my people in my community speak that they do not vote, that they don't have a voice, I can't do nothing but shake my head and tell them, I need your vote this year. I need your vote in 2020. And I want everyone to get motivated about this. This podcast here on Ear to the Streets, and remember, iTunes podcast, Ear to the Streets, you can always tune in and get the latest news, what we have going on here at Stovetop. This format is for us, everyone. It's for us to get involved in politics and stop telling our children and the people that are in our communities that are in low-income areas that politics aren't good. Politics will make our community stronger, especially if we have the leaders. And right now we're going through a stage that we have some phenomenal leaders. We have some young people that are speaking the truth, that are debating, and I don't care what party you're in. Let me tell you that, you know, one thing you got to realize something about politics. I believe that Republican, Democrat, Independent, whoever you are, you're all the same to me. You have your agenda that you're speaking of. You have your talking points. You have your agenda. And I have no problem with that. But here to Ear to the Streets, politics and you, you're going to get the facts. You're going to get what we know that you're lying about, politicians.
He good.
You must be crazy.
Politicians are not our friends. Politicians have created a system to where they can lie to the American people to make that system work, which I have no problem with. Everything requires a system. Ear to the Streets podcast has a system that we have to follow. And we're going to do it to the best of our abilities. And we want to hear from you. That's why we're cutting to the chase. And we're allowing you, the viewers, the listeners, to send in whatever you have, comments, suggestions, ideas. But we want to know what you know. If you have something in your community that's going on and you think you can solve that issue, we want to hear from you. You go to that Stovetop Radio app and you go into comments. And that way you'll be able to send whatever's on your mind. Music, politics, anything. We don't care what you want to talk about. This format is for us, everyone. We want to know. Entertainment is where we're at. And politics. I am Marley Limbaugh, by the way. If you didn't already know, I'm taking over as far as podcasts and talk radio because I'm speaking about what we need to do. Anything that we speak on from this day forth is about what we will do and what we can do. I don't want to hear anything about money anymore because money is not an issue when you're dealing with human life. Now, when you're talking about security, when you're talking about infrastructure, when you're talking about development, I understand where our tax dollars and where the money comes from and where it goes. But we have a healthcare issue. We have a water issue. We have garden and farming issues. We're covering it all. But guess what, y'all? Tonight, we're talking about the white man and how the white man must stop. We must stop the white man from being angry at the woman. He's mad at the woman right now, everybody.
Where was your antennas when them niggas was stealing my shit out the stove?
I didn't see him take anything.
You didn't see him take anything. Well, look next time.
Not just white men, black men, Hispanic men, Asian men, Honduran men, Iranian men. They're wanting women to just keep having babies. Whether they get raped, whether they're sick. They just want you to keep having babies. Because men, especially these white nationalists and these white men that are in the Republican Party, they want to keep the women to where they can't have, you know what I'm saying, keep having babies so they can't go out and do what they want to do and have a good time. You see what I'm saying? So they got these new laws that they're coming up with, ladies. And when I'm telling you something, these men are serious now. They figure, and then, you know, the abortion law is so strict now, they're knowing that their wives and stuff are cheating on them, and they're thinking that maybe they're cheating with opposite races and things. So if you're having babies, they can be able to catch it and detect that you're cheating. So men have raised a big issue now that's just going to cover everything. They're not thinking about the women no more. They're not thinking about the women that are going through all the issues of having a baby or not having a baby. They're not thinking of the issue of accidents, which we all don't think anything's accident. I remember when I had a couple of abortions. Man, they were some of the saddest days in my life. But then they some of my happiest days because I was happy that I didn't have the child then because I wasn't responsible. I was young. So, and the lady was young. And she couldn't take on that responsibility. And she kept thinking about how it was going to affect her private areas and everything like that. And how was she going to survive? Where was she going to live? How would she tell her parents? Then I had a situation where a woman had a baby that was growing inside of a tube and was making her actually big real fast. And, you know, the doctors, you know what I mean? The doctors let you know that, you know, when things may go wrong. So sometimes it may be the life of the mother. That's why it's so serious. We can say anything we want to say, but the only thing I have to say about it, I don't think no one intends on abortion. And I don't want to have nothing to do with my wife, my girlfriend, my friends. I don't want to have nothing to do with what a woman chooses to do with her body. And I'm just so scared right now because these men have went on a rampage. And the white men, I'm telling you, all of the white men in the Republican Party, the white nationalist party, are going after our women. This is serious business. After all these years, this is 20. I want everyone out there in Stovetop Land, Hustle Land, Ear to the Streets, to understand something right now. We have no business, us men. I don't care your religious beliefs, your God. I do not care about none of that. That's what's got me so bothered and troubled right now. Because I understood the fight and, you know, the confusion and, you know, the passion. Nobody wants to have an abortion? Now, you have some people that are mentally ill that maybe that's their mental illness. That's easy to find out. But no one intends on it. And for us men to think in 2019, after we figured it all out, we're not in 1929 where the White Nationalist Republican Party wants to go. We're not there. anymore. We have advanced medicines. We have some of the best doctors. We have some of the best prescriptions and just people analyzing everything that has to go on with the human body now. So safety and security for that woman is a must, because we are all family. You must realize that most of these women that these men are going after already have families. So, you know, for us men to even think that we can invade a woman's space in 2019, it's something that we all must think about. That's why voting is so important. You don't think about, and you know, most of the people that I have the problem with not voting is women. I hear so many women, black women, say that that voting is not going to change anything. Let me tell you something. If you don't vote, you're going to see some changes that's going to affect you, and it's going to be too late. In 2019, y'all, this podcast is about keeping it real and being straightforward and hitting the issues with the facts. When you give me an idea, I want you to have something that's going to back it up. And one thing that I have that's going to back up my abortion mentality and just the whole language of it is my women, my families that have been through it, that know about it, and hate for other people to put politics in their health. That's why it's so important in 2020 that we get the white nationalist Republican Party out of office. Because no one should be making decisions for women but women. And politics should never play a role in a woman's issue as far as health care is concerned. You don't know what the issue is. I don't care your pro-life decisions, because pro-life and pro-choice is a personal decision. Pro-life is a religious decision. You're basing your ideas, your ideology on other people that you don't have no knowledge of. But your ideology is so hateful that just your thought, you're supposed to tell someone what they're supposed to do with their reproductive system. The next, they're going to tell us that we can't wear condoms. Next, they're going to tell us we can't kill cows and pigs. Do you see where I'm going with this? That's why it's so important to vote. And the white nationalist Republican Party done got in there. You got to understand something. The white nationalist Republican Party has now gotten into our government. I mean, they've already been there, but they was hiding for so long. They had to go and play by the rules. Now they see the opening. When the Russians took and did what they did, got everybody all messed up and hating Hillary, and didn't even know Hillary. And it's crazy. Because the white man, the white nationalist party has been, they're like abortion hungry. Like it's all these other problems in the world. And they're trying to invade a woman's body. Just think about that for a second. Y'all, let's take a pause for a second. In 2019, the white nationalist Republican Party, white men with a sprinkle of Hispanics, with a sprinkle of Asians, with a sprinkle of black people, want to take women's rights again. Want to be involved with women and their body. And what? And there's some women that are, a lot of women that are pro-life that are passionate about this. So don't get it twisted. But that's not your business. If you believe what you believe, now, this is when I know that they're lying and they're full of it. This is another way I back my stories up. They all speak of God and there's only one judge. And they go to the Bible every time. But then we have this. You're being a judge when you say that you're going to invade the decision of a woman. Worry about your mindset. Worry about your family. Make your family as strong as it can be. Set examples. But when we don't vote, when we listen to propaganda, when we don't research, we have a white nationalist Republican Party that takes over our government. And what more can we do? What do we do now? The white nationalists have now came out of their cocoons.
Hey, you, where are you going?
I'm going to mind my fucking business. That's where I'm going. Do you have a problem with that, officer?
They've been there. They're in our FBI. They're in our CIA. They're in our military. They're in the White House right now. They found that opening. After the black president, they said, fuck this. Fuck this. Fuck this, dude. Can't have another nigger in there. Fuck that. We can't have no more wetbacks over here. Fuck, they're taking over all the land that we stole. Shit. Fucking niggers and wetbacks and fucking, what the fuck do they call Asians?
A tongue tongue tang. A tongue tongue tang.
Then you got your niggas and Hispanics that are falling for this shit. We got some niggas and some Hispanics that are falling for this shit. Know what the White Nationalist Party stands for. In 2019, the White Nationalist Republican Party, control of the White House, wants to take women's rights away. If y'all could please leave me some comments and let me know what you think. I don't care if you're pro-life or pro-choice. Because this is my issue tonight. Is abortion. We must start talking about family. And the decisions that family make. Now the lady that runs Planned Parenthood and the media, they are so bad at the story. They are so bad at defending women's rights. You should never say abortion. Abortion is a sacrifice. It's a traumatic experience that a family has to go through, that a family must make a decision about. When you speak of family issues and Planned Parenthood, you should always have your family with you. You should always come out as a family, the fathers, the mothers, the children, and let them know, because every last one of you have family. Every last one of you that have had to sacrifice your child, sacrifice that heartbeat, have family members. And you have family members that support you through your choice. Because something went wrong. You had to make that terrible decision. So, when we're looking at our Democratic Party, we got to look at them and tell them, look at how you're talking about this. Look at how you're bringing this issue up. All you're talking about is killing. This is not killing. This is not murder. We're not committing crimes. We're making drastic decisions on our lives. And you mean to tell me in 2019, the white man still wanting to take over a woman's body. The black man still wanting to take over a black woman's body. The Asian, and on and on and on. It's not a man's decision. Let's worry about our reproductive choices. Let's hope that they don't take the condoms away from us. And make us get diseases. And do crazy things. American system has let us down, America. And through your voting choices in 2016, you let the American that was moving in a forward direction when Obama, Joe Biden, the Democrats were in session, when things was moving forward, we didn't hear too much about racism. We didn't hear nothing about murder and overturning Roe v. Wade. We didn't hear too much about fighting with all the people that are surrounding us, but loving the most racist country in the world, Russia. Love affairs with dictatorships. Listen to it, y'all. Do you see what is going on? That's why voting is so important. Look at the image that Democrats have created. Look at the image that the media has created. They think it's a game. They like this back and forth. They like this entertaining everybody's idea. We're not going to do that here. You do not entertain someone's idea. That white man that's sitting in the White House right now is not a fucking president. So don't ever think you're going to call someone that's not a president a president on my show. Ear to the Streets knows that this is not a president. This is a scam. This man won because of Russia, period. This man is not supposed to be in the White House. He is not presidential. There is nothing that this administration is doing that is presidential. There is nothing that this administration is doing that would allow us to think that white men of the White Nationalist Republican Party should be invading and insulting women in 2019 and answering questions for them about their health care choices. 2019, y'all. Just think about Sweet Dick Willie.
Because everybody know why they call me Sweet Dick Willie. Everybody.
And your college girls, the young girls, someone getting a hold of your children. And we got white men insulting us. We have white men that are now in control and hate is up. Hate for women are up. Hate for race is up. Chaos is assuming all around us. And we don't want to vote. This election, I want us all in Stovetop Land to tell a partner, tell a friend, tell your aunties, your cousins, and nieces and them. We got to vote. If you can't vote, you talk about voting. You say, hey, go out and vote. And you got to vote Democratic House and Senate. Major issue about voting from this point on in our lives. You're going to only hear it first here. Ear to the Streets, iTunes podcast. The only way this is ever going to work and move us forward as a country and get the bigots, get the White Nationalist Party, the Republicans out and get fairness and equality and a little bit more love for our earth back into business is if we only, you got to tell all your white friends and all your neighbors and friends, just tell them, look, I understand you're racist. I understand you hate us. But you like to eat too. You like to have a good time too. You like to be free too. You like to think for yourself too. All we're asking is for us to put people that are thinking about freedom, equality, and fairness. As long as you're not pushing your hate up on us, we're going to let you live. But you must vote Democratic House and Senate. Read my lips. House and Senate. You cannot just vote for president. It doesn't work. If you don't realize that voting just for Democrat for a president voting a little Republican here, voting a little Democrat here. We will never, ever get to the promised land. We're going to keep having these back and forths. We're going to keep allowing the media to entertain us with the bullshit. The only way this works is if you get the Democratic House and Senate in, and then we put our foot on their neck. We make sure that they have the judges. Do you understand the thing about the judges? Mitch McConnell, brilliant. He put his foot on Obama's neck, put his foot on the whole Democratic Party, and said, we're not taking a vote on your judge. You see the hypocrisy? And this is our politics, y'all. Supposed to be fair, supposed to be checks and balances. How could he do that? Now they just swarmed the judges making decisions. Their whole goal is to make sure that you can't get the laws that you want. They want us to live in 1929 for the rest of our fucking lives until they die. The old white men. And that goes for Democratic and Republican. They've been doing this policy. You got to understand, they've been doing this shit for so long. That's why I'm sick of it. But the voting thing for me is, once you get the Democratic House and Senate, both chambers, then you can look your representatives in the eye and say, now what? When y'all first had the House and Senate, when we're Democrats, president, the House, the Senate, yeah, did y'all know that? This is how bullshit the Democratic Party is. We could have passed health care, got all our judges right then. But no, there's a playbook. The playbook that has been holding us the fuck up for I don't know how many years. Shit, way past me. You think I'm going to keep going for the dumb shit? You think I'm not going to voice my motherfucking opinion when I see the bullshit? I'm not going to allow nobody out there in no land to tell me what I see and to tell me what I know. And that's why your vote matters. Once we get that House and Senate, we can look them in their eye and say, now, this is 2020. We know you can give us health care. We know you can stop them from ever thinking about dealing with a woman's body ever again. Because them old white men are going to be dead pretty soon. So we can't allow these old white men, these old black men, these old Hispanic men to dictate the rest of our motherfucking future. You got to really start thinking about how in the hell do these people think? Why, how in the hell is our country still sitting in the same situation that they were sitting in when Martin Luther King then was here? And when, what's his name? George Washington then. Man, we doing shit like that, man. Our government is dusting off books, they said, to find out how they can get this motherfucker Trump. If you got to go through all that to stop corruption in our government, we are fucked up, y'all. I thought there was the deep state. What did motherfucker Trump say, the deep state? I thought there was some motherfucker sitting in the motherfucking back, some motherfucking world with cigars and saying, hey, motherfucker, we're not going to allow that. The white nationalists are here, everyone. The Aryan Nation, KKK, they are here now. They're in our government. They have shown their colors. It's the Republican Party. You can sit here and play games all you want to, but the facts are clear. Do your research on what this party stands for now. Donald Trump was chosen. They said he was the religious people said he was God's chosen. The man that said, grab them by their pussies and buy all the pussies that you can and be mean to women and call them all out their names and do everything you can to a woman and then tell them that after I rape you, after I spit on you, after I choke you, you're going to have my baby, bitch. That's this party. These old white men have done all that. Sorry to tell everyone. Some of them done went to jail for beating your asses. The white nationalists, KKK, Aryan Nation, are now in our government. And I'm not going to allow anyone running for president to keep sitting here and saying, president. That is the biggest scam in our life. That is the Russian president. So from here on out, everyone, we're going to let everyone know that the Russians are in America and the Russians are running the presidency. So you heard it first tonight on Ear to the Street. The Russians are in the president's office and the Russians are running the white people. Because they ain't, man, we're not supporting that. That is not our president. If you're with me, let me hear, put your peace signs up if you hear me tonight. Wherever you are in your car, at church, wherever you at, put your two fingers up and say you with me. Because you know that the Russians are running the White House now. The white nationalist Republican Party are running the White House, and they got a white nationalist party agenda. We got to cut to a little something else. I got a special alert. Cardi B just had another baby. Offset may have just had a baby, but just, you know, I guess Cardi's going to be a stepmom. I don't know if anyone knows anything about this. They said Offset done had another child with someone else. So let's give it up if he did, you know what I'm saying? We love the babies, you know what I'm saying? One thing about it. Also, in other news, Gucci Mane and his wife, just made a sex tape, an aerobic sex tape. Gucci Mane and his wife just came out with a new aerobic called Rocket. Rocket Man and Woman. So if anybody has heard about that, please comment. Let us know if this stuff is true. We're just looking at these magazines and finding out. 8-Ball and MJG is back on the block. They said, we're out down here. They said they got it down there. Whatever you want. They said there ain't no drought down there. You know what I'm saying? 8-Ball and MJG is back, y'all. Mr. Big, baby. Floyd Mayweather. They just said Floyd Mayweather. Are you kidding me? This man is forever falling in love. Floyd Mayweather is in love with one of his dancers at the doll collection. I mean, I could see that. I could see that. I can see that. He loves women. I mean, who don't love women? You got to understand something, man. We are in a world where passion and love, it just lives in us. God put us here to do some lovely things. And we got to respect that. And we got to make sure we're respecting our women, everybody out there. This is ladies' night. This is Thursday night, and it's always about the ladies. I love the ladies. Do you love the ladies? Do you love the ladies? We love the ladies. So let the ladies make their decision. Let the ladies make their choices on what they want to do with their bodies. Because it's up to them how they feel about us. And it's a shame that we just can't all get along. But, man, this is some good stuff right here. Cardi B, them just had another baby, her and Offset with another lady. Gucci Mane, them got a sex tape out, aerobic, showing you all different types of positions. And he's going to show you how to get that motherfucking 8-pack he got. You know what I'm saying? Working it out. 8-Ball, if y'all need work, go to Memphis. Flat out. You know what I'm saying? They said it's plentiful. You know what I'm saying? flat out.
We all know we can sneak into our mama's room when she's sleeping and take $5, $10, maybe $20 out of purse, run on down to 3rd Street, catch the D-bus downtown, and meet a Latin American fellow named Martinez. We know that. And we know that Martinez stuff is the bomb.
Make sure y'all let us know what y'all want to talk about. You know, this is about y'all politics and you. We want to know how politics is affecting your life, what you got going on in your life. You know, the whole business of talk is how real can we keep it and what can we get done. So what do y'all want to get done with me? Politics. Well, I came up with another solution that I will be presenting to the Democratic Party. When they're on that debate stage and when they're making their decisions and choices and talking about the issues, I want them to make sure when they're on that stage that they all say this. The Trump law we will pass on our first day in office. The Trump law is a corruption law for our politicians. One thing, you cannot run for president if you've had bankruptcies. We don't want a bankrupt president. Listen to me, y'all. They knew this man had all this baggage. They knew this man wasn't a leader. But guess what? They got out and vote, and now they voted the white nationalist Republican Party in. That's some shit, y'all. Trump law. You can't have bankruptcies and be presidential. I mean, you can be the president of bankruptcy. You can be the president of fuck up your money. You can be the president of I'm going broke. You can be the president of shit, I done fucked up all my money. But you can't be the president of the free world. And then think you're going to make decisions and try to build your family up. Man, ain't that some crazy shit? All the shit that white people said about Obama and his family. And this motherfucker got his kids running the goddamn White House. They called Obama king and a dick. Man, everything that these white people said about Obama, and Obama didn't even act like none of this shit. And they got this white man up in there doing exactly what they called Obama. In our face. Don't y'all find that fucked up? And y'all ain't doing a damn thing about it. Y'all still sitting around here acting like voting doesn't matter. Y'all are still sitting around here like voting and y'all not seeing what's going on around you. The Trump law. You can't have a bunch of cases where you done paid women off that you done raped, that you done sexually abused, that you have lawsuits for. You can't run for president. What the fuck are we thinking about, America? Shit, I've been grabbing them by the pussy for a long time, but because they wanted me to. I was broken grabbing them by the pussy because they put my hand there. I can't be president. This motherfucker is president because he grabbed him by the pussy because he had money. The women didn't even want him to grab him by the pussy. But he said because he got money, man, we got money. We can just grab him by the pussy. That's his exact words. So white women out there that voted for this man, if you're saying that my black hand, you see these motherfuckers is pretty nice. He's skinny, but you know what I'm saying? If I got money, I can just grab you by your pussy and you're going to vote me in for president? That's the Trump law. We can't have that. The Trump law, everyone. If you have a past experience of not renting to black people, doing racist things, you can't be our president. We done been through this shit before, everyone. Do y'all remember all the racist shit that was going on in the past? That we thought we done damn here had licked until this motherfucker got back in town. The white nationalist Republican parties came out they goddamn cocoons. Man, y'all, do y'all see the problem with this? America, the Trump law. I want everybody to write that down, because anytime you see a presidential candidate, anytime you see anyone running for president, I don't even care if it's Bill Wells. He's running against Trump. You know what? I'm looking for Bill Wells. If anybody knows Bill Wells out there, personally tell him I want to do an interview with him. I want to talk to him because I want to help him. We got to get Trump. We got to get the white National Republican Party out of the government. You got Wim Barr and them. Wim Barr, man, he's the head of something that ain't right. We got to get him out, y'all. So if anybody out there knows Bill Well, we need to speak to him. And I know he'll sign the pledge. That's what it is, a pledge. Hold on, everybody. That's that good shit right there. You know what I'm saying? Don't let them take that from you. You know what I'm saying? The Trump law is a pledge that we must have all Democratic presidential candidates sign. The Trump law. No bankruptcies. None. No sexually, no sexual citations. If you went to court for sexually assaulting a man or a woman, you cannot run for president. I mean, I'm not understanding this, everyone. Are my white brothers and sisters out there that voted for this man this damn dumb? We got to do a Trump law. Now, Trump, that motherfucker going to support this law because his name is on it. Realize that. He's going to love this law, y'all. But we got to get him out of office and let him know, say, hey, Trump, we don't want you to work so hard because we're going to give you your own law to make sure that no white man, no black man, no Hispanic, Asian, ever, will lead our country with all the baggage that you have. We're going to have a whole list of baggage, but those top three things, man, should have done it in 2016. You people made up all them stories on Hillary Clinton. Hillary did not. If anybody out there knows one thing that Hillary did wrong in her life, that she deserved the shit that she got from us black people. I don't care about the white people. White people just make up shit. But black people, I just want to know, one, if anybody out there hates Hillary, because I know a lot of you do, because even my partner used to talk bad to me. He, Bernie, motherfucker, Hillary's full of shit. I said, man, you don't even know motherfucking Hillary. Send it in through the comment line, Stovetop Radio app. You got to download the Stovetop Radio app to get us the comments in for the next show. Tuesdays and Thursdays, we're going to be going live and direct. iTunes podcast, but you can catch it anytime, listen to it anytime, study it, and leave comments and ideas, because I'm going to be reading them and I'm going to be getting it out. I'm going to evaluate them and see if it's a solution and an answer, because the only thing I will be speaking of is solutions and answers. I will be telling you exactly what I'm going to tell the candidate when I see the candidate. This is campaign season, everybody. So everything that we do from this point on is directed at the presidential candidates and the Democratic and Republican people running. We want all the Republicans to stop running for office right now and get on our side so we can change the whole system. We can change the whole system, y'all. But it takes everyone to get out there and vote. So it's so important that you download the Stovetop Radio app. You go into the comment section and you leave comments and ideas, because that's what makes a community. That's what builds a nation, is when everybody's putting in ideas of solutions and answers and not bickering and fighting. You know, I don't care if you're a Republican or Democrat. My main issues, like I told you before, I'll read them out to you one more time tonight. Healthcare. Women. I will fight with you. No one has the right to worry about your life. Your choice is your voice. And I believe in my women. I believe the women of the world can make their own choice for their health care. And I believe that all men should stay out of it. And we should not put politics in. We should let God be the judge, like you Christians and Muslims and Jews and Hindus and all you motherfucking fake motherfuckers that judge people are doing. Let the women make their own decisions. Health care for everyone. Facilitation. Homeless, housing, low income, gardening and farming, water system. You must understand military, the security of our land. Youth military, over 40 military. Y'all done learned about that. These are all the topics that we're going to be discussing. What about recycling? You niggas don't recycle nothing. Niggas throw everything away. We're going to have fun, everybody, on this one. We're going to change politics forever. Trump did it. I never said I didn't like Trump. Trump's a motherfucker. Trump exposed some shit. You know what? I got some racist friends. I said it. I got some racist friends. You would never even know they was racist, but they racist. White, black. I got white, black, Asian, Hispanic. Racist friends. But they would never say a woman can't make her own choice. Then they would never say, oh, let's keep all these poor people homeless. They would never say, we don't deserve health care. They would never say we should have a better water system. They would never say our military couldn't help our youth and our people trying to have a second and third chance. They would never say that education shouldn't be free. The education shouldn't be delivered and promised to everyone. It just wouldn't happen. My racist people go into their corners and express themselves amongst their racist groups. But it's up to us to talk and get these issues out about how politics are affecting our lives and do something about it and vote. Voting is so important. You know, right, we got a little bit longer to go. If anyone has any talking topics, just go into that app and put them comments in. Like I said, you got to download that Stovetop Radio app and go into the comment section and make sure you leave your comments. Tuesday, we will be speaking and talking on the healthcare situation. But it's so important that everyone shows support for Planned Parenthood right now. Because women are under fire, you know what I'm saying? I want to make sure that we really go after the whole idea of women. We got to stand up for our women, y'all. Why are we making this an issue when we have a problem going on in our world with health care? When we have a problem with people being homeless? When we have a bad water supply, they're putting a lot of energy into a woman. When we got people that are living, that they're killing right in our face. These white police, these white nationalist Republican Party, these hate groups, they're killing us. Black on black crime. They're killing us. Russian propaganda. Killing us. The lies. Killing us. And they are spending their time to invade and insult our women. We must stand up, everyone. We must do something out of our lane. We got to get out of our cruise control and, oh, it ain't affecting me. It ain't bothering me. It ain't hurting me. Every last one of us can make a change and make it better for everyone. And that's what politics and you is all about. That's what Ear to the Streets, politics and you is all about. This podcast. We are talking about how we are going to make your everyday life better for everyone. And then guess what? When you're doing right by yourself, right by your nation, other nations follow suit. That's when you become the strongest nation. We're not the strongest nation, everyone, right now. Right now, we're falling into the weakest and we're vulnerable. I want y'all to understand how vulnerable we are right now. I'm going to go kind of break off into the security because it's so important that I, you know, talk about this at the end and the beginning. The security. We're fighting with a lot of people that were our friends because of the white nationalist parties wanting to be white. They're wanting to stop the diversity. They're wanting to energize the hate. They're wanting to energize the diversion and the division. Because if you do that, you can kill off. You can stress people out. You can make people give up. And you can let these people that are trying to do this rule. That's what dictatorship is. Dictatorship is, this is what we do. This is our way or the highway. Our way or the highway. That's dictator. Look what Trump them are doing. This motherfucker won't even go to court. Mother, I'm not telling y'all nothing. You better not go nowhere and you better not. How in the hell does that happen in our government? How in the hell you don't get this man's taxes? You are do y'all? Man, I'm about to lose my motherfucking mind. Do you understand what I'm saying? How do you not get somebody's taxes? How do you not go to court? If the motherfucking president ain't above the motherfucking law, you got to be kidding me right now. I can't tell. I didn't think no shit like that could happen. I thought you just had to talk to him at least. This motherfucker said all the Democrats hate Jews. The president of the white people, of the Russians. The Russian president said all the Democrats hate Jews. Y'all don't see what's going on in America? Stovetop Land. It's up to us. I mean, flat out, it's up to us. It's up to us to decide that we're not going to take it anymore. I want y'all to understand this is the last fact I'm going to give you for the evening. I'm going to give this fact to you pretty much every time you see me. We outnumber them. Our vote matters. We outnumber them. We outnumber hate. We outnumber bigotry. We outnumber the hypocrisy. Our numbers are strong. Our numbers are so strong that we can take over that House and Senate and have health care, universal health care. We can make sure that we're doing infrastructure on our water system. We can make sure that we're doing infrastructure on our gardening and our farming system. We can make sure that we're doing infrastructure on making sure everyone has education. Everyone has higher education, college, trade school. We have the numbers to make sure that we are recycling every piece of trash. Trash is energy. Our vote is energy. Our vote is power. And it's up to us in 2020 to be in power. If you're with me out there, put your two fingers up. Because that means peace out to the white nationalist party. It means peace out to the Russians, baby. Then everybody chant with me. We're gonna lock him up. Lock them up. Lock him up. What the fuck is calling Hillary? What they tell Hillary? Lock her up now. Who's been getting locked up, everybody? He done had all his boys locked up. Everything that these motherfuckers have said, and then what did the evangelical say? That he was God sent? Nah, that motherfucker was parole sent, because a lot of motherfuckers are going to be on parole fucking with Donald Trump and them and the Russians. Lock them up. Lock her up, they kept saying. All the white people, lock her up. Lock your white sister up, they said. And now we see who's getting locked the fuck up. Lock them up. Build the motherfucking wall. Who's going to pay for it? Who's going to pay for that motherfucker? All the white people. The Mexicans. Nah, motherfucker, you. Your white ass. Your white broke ass is going to pay for that goddamn wall. What the fuck happened, America? Well, guess what? We're going to tell you right here on Ear to the Streets, iTunes podcast. This is the shit, y'all. Politics will never, ever be the same again. You're fucking with Marley Limbaugh. That's right. I'm taking over, y'all. The new talk show host. Baby, this is the introduction into it all. We're going to have some fun. We're going to be talking about everything, but it's all about politics, y'all, and how it affects your life. And what we need to say to when we run into our presidential candidates. Because they're going to be campaigning, y'all. And you got to know what to say. You got to know what you're talking about. And you got to know what you want. You got to. Because these politicians are slick, y'all. They'll tell you anything.
Now, who else here done tasted the serpent's tongue?
Me. Yeah, he slicked me. Nigga got me, too.
It's the plan book. It's the system. It's their system. You got to understand something about their system. And right now, they see an opening in abortion. So they going to fight the women right now. Women are weak right now. So the white men say, shit, we're going to take on the weak ones right now. But guess what? I think the women going to outbeat them. I think the women are a little bit stronger than these old white men. How about y'all? Everybody out there at Stove Top Land, who thinks that the women are going to be stronger than these old white men trying to take women's health care? I think somebody's going to get their ass whooped. What y'all think? This is Stove Top Radio, y'all. I want to just say, man, it's been fun. I want you to make sure you tell your uncles and aunties and nieces and them every Tuesday, every Thursday. We're going to try to give you something. But remember, if you download that Stove Top Radio app, Ear to the Streets, you're always going to be able to listen to us. Know what's going on in politics. Know what's going on in the entertainment world. We're going to give it to you how you want it. And I want you to give it to us how we want it. It's up to you to make that change, everybody. We can change for the better. Or we can go back to 1929. Because, nigga, I'm telling you right now, if we let Trump them win again, I'm going to paint myself white. I'm going to have white face because I'm going to be white. I ain't be no nigga no more because they're going to have niggas picking cotton. They're going to take your condoms away. They're going to start beating us again and raping our women because these motherfuckers want to live in the past. They don't want the future. They don't want diversity. Look! And when you see your Uncle Tom dumbass niggas, just look them in the eye and say, how could you do that to us after so long? How could you do it to us? How could you do this to us, Uncle Tom, nigga? Uncle Tom, Hispanic dummy. How could you support the White Nationalist Party? I'm out, y'all. This has been a great show, man. Make sure you send your comments and your ideas into Stovetop Radio. You got to download that app, though. If you don't have that app yet, you got to download it. Man, it's been, man, I love y'all. I thank y'all. It was rough, but you know what I'm saying? It's going to get smoother. I just need y'all to support, and I need y'all to make sure y'all get your comments and your ideas and your salutes. I don't want to hear questions. I want you to tell me what's going on in your community and what you know can build your community up and what you know you need. What do you need? And I'm going to tell you everything else, y'all. It's been fun. It's been real. I got to go.
You're listening to Air to the Streets on Stovetop Radio.